to episode 32 of The Rift, February 21st, 2011. My name is Arithian.
And I'm E. Sloan from Horiftic Intentions, filling in for Desiccus.
Yay! Thank you so much, by the way.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
This week's episode is sponsored by Typefragment Floor Hosting at typefrag.com. Promo code RIFTPODCAST will get you 25% off your first month's purchase. So today we have Abby with us to talk a little bit about the community in the lead up to the launch and beyond. And the second half of the roundtable with the devs will be played coming up in a little bit. And we will also be discussing the open beta and how to prepare for launch. So Abby, hello.
Hello, it's good to be here with you guys. Hello, Ari, and hello, Ethlone.
Excellent. Now, you wanted to talk to us a little bit about the community in the lead up to launch.
Yes, a lot of things are changing. I know that people that have been on the forums for a while have seen us roll out some gradual changes. The biggest thing that we've seen in the last week or so is that we changed the forums so that people had to have a pre-order to be able to post on the forums. This changed things quite a bit. I mean, before that, we were getting a lot of what I would call drive-by trolls. people who were not really interested in the game or giving feedback, but we're just kind of there to cause some problems. So being able to make that change has helped there. I know that there were a few people that were not happy about it because they haven't been able to pre-order yet, but they've been able to still post on the beta forums up until Head Start. Now, once Head Start comes around, you will have to have an active Rift account and a pre-order to be able to post on the forums. And then after launch, you have to have an active subscription to be able to play, or to be able to post, I mean.
And to be able to play, really.
Yes, to be able to play too.
Well, I actually like the change. I think it's a good one. You said something about PayPal on the forums?
Yes, we did finally get everything worked out with PayPal. And so as of the 23rd, people can order and get their subscription through PayPal. I know that's something that a lot of people have been waiting to hear about. I want to go back to, 1 second, though, before we move to that, to talk about the change in the forums again. The biggest reason that we made that change and have made it subscription only after launch is because, you know, the forums are there for us to talk to our community. You know, they're there for people to come ask questions and give feedback. It's for our customers. You know, it's different after launch. You know, when you have a community before launch, it's all about, you know, building up your community and attracting people to your game and, you know, hoping that people will come subscribe to your game. But once we've launched, the focus is completely different. The focus is on getting feedback from our customers. And so that's the main reason that we've switched over to having it customers only, so that we can, you know, kind of weed out any of the drive-by kind of stuff, people that want to just pop in and make comments that really don't play the game. So it will then be limited to really being able to hear from our customer base.
Makes complete sense. So yes. Now, Beta 7 is still going, still ongoing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You've been playing, Cindy, and you, Islon?
Yes, I've been playing quite a bit, actually.
You've been PvPing, haven't you?
Yes, that's pretty much Warfront after Warfront after Warfront I have been doing in the last couple of nights.
And you stayed up really late. I know that.
I got off from Warfronts last night about 3.5 hours ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So
it's currently 11 a.m. for any CST for anybody who needs a.
Yeah. So I got off work, came straight home, and pretty much one of my friends and I got on, and we just Warfronted over and over and over again. So, yeah, it's exhausting, but it was so much fun. I've been jumping around from character to character.
So you still like your rogue?
I love my rogue. There's so many of us, though, it makes it hard to decide that that's what I want to be because there's rogues all over the place. But I still think I'm going to end up being a rogue. I think I played a hunter in World of Warcraft. I played I pretty much always play ranged bow classes, so I think I'm going to end up being a rogue. Yes.
And Cindy, have you been playing?
I have been having a ball playing. Since this beta lasted so long, and I finally have a few new members on my team, I've had a little bit more time to actually jump in and play. And, you know, I've played as an anonymous character rather than jumping on with my Abigail character. And it has been so much fun. You know, I have tried to pace myself with alpha and beta and not get too much, too into the game like you said, I didn't want to burn out before launch, you know?
Yeah.
So last night was probably the first time I've gotten to, as a player, to actually participate in all of the zone raids.
Ooh.
And I had so much fun. I mean, I've been on there with my Abigail character usually when they're happening, and I don't participate. You know, I just kind of stand back and watch. So to get to go in and play them was just a blast. And there were several times I just sat here and went, oh, my gosh, what's happening now? Because I'd be fighting through something and think, okay, all right, you know, that's cool. And then we'd see another invasion come running. And it was so exciting to see everybody jump together and those giant groups of people going from place to place to close up all of the rifts. It was a lot of fun. I was really glad I got to participate.
Yeah, I love the zone-wide invasions. I have been definitely pacing myself because, you know, following the game for so long and this many betas, and I've got my time off work starting Thursday, and I don't want anything to get in the way of, you know, maybe burning me out. I don't want that. I want to be able to play as of Thursday, you know, constantly.
Right. So. Well, this is the first time for me that it actually hit me that we're not going to really be able to keep these characters anyway.
Yeah.
So I've kind of slowed down just because that, you know, the other ones I played almost assuming that, okay, we get to keep these characters, even though I knew we didn't. But this time it kind of hit home. I think this beta, we're so close, it finally hit home that it's going to be for real pretty soon, which is great.
But you can't get attached to the character, because if you get attached to the character, you'll be like, you know, starting at one again, just going, oh, man, I have to do all those levels again.
Oh, I know. But the good thing about it is the couple of things I messed up when I created my character in terms of looks, I can go back and fix.
True. And do you like now that you have sort of a variety to go and do your leveling with? Like, you now kind of know different ways and different places you can go to do your leveling, so it makes it maybe a little more fun. You can do the things that you really liked again and again, or you can, you know, you can avoid the things you didn't like doing.
Oh yeah, I love it. It's I know the place like the back of my hand now. I mean, I'm pretty much level blind. The one downside that I have is I like to do Warfront so much that it puts me ahead in the leveling curve when I go back to do quests or whatnot. And you get some gear from Warfronts, but you don't get a whole lot, and you get no gold, which you hit level 20, and you're like, okay, I'm level 20, I'm broke, I can't get a mount, I can't get extra bags, I can't do anything because I Warfront so much. So that's the one downside I have with my level like right now. I've got to cut back on my Warfronts a little bit, I think.
Just a little bit, not too much.
No, but a little bit. Otherwise, I get ahead of the curve, and then I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Abby, when can we expect to see, speaking of the community and the forums, expect to see the new forums with, like, the server forums and a bigger breakdown in terms of the forum topics and stuff?
Well, definitely by launch. Some of that stuff's already being worked on behind the scenes. We're waiting for the final list of servers. I know that's a big issue for people. People are asking me that every single day, wanting to know when they can start organizing their guilds on servers. I am harassing people every day about that myself. So as soon as they have a list that's complete and approved and ready to go public, we will get that up on the forums immediately. We will have server-specific forums for people. We're also going to be adding a few other categories coming up, one of which will be a fan site category, and we can talk about that in a minute. Yeah, we are definitely in the process of making those changes now. We've, in fact, just hired a person full-time to do nothing but handle vBulletin for us. So you can expect to see a lot of changes very soon, I'm hoping.
One other question. Is there ever going to be a way to tie your character into your forum account so that it's easy to look and see, okay, this was made by this character. I know this guy.
Possibly. That's something we're investigating. And again, once we have our vBulletin person on staff full time to help us with that, that's something that we can definitely look at. I've heard mixed things about that, though. Some people say they love it and some people say they hate that. So I might do a little poll first to find out what people think.
It's like everything in the MMO world. Half the people hate it. Half the people.
Yeah. It's funny. We've kind of been at that stage for a while now where it's like, I know every single time we make an announcement about anything, it's going to make some people very happy and some people very angry.
Oh, yeah. The raid video yesterday was a great example of that. You had half people loving it. And then you I won't say half, but a very small minority finding something about it to gripe about it. It made me, that whole thread made me laugh.
They'll always find something to gripe about. I think there's always people who can find something to gripe about. Hell, I can find something to gripe about almost anything. So,
well, and you know, it's not even just griping. It's, you know, us MMO players, we're a very diverse group, and we all have things that we love and things that we hate in games. And it's really funny. I mean, you can even see this around the office. You know, pick a topic and you can get people debating in the hallway, you know, you know, player housing. I mean, that's come up many times. You bring that up and, you know, some people just are just adamant about it and feel like they have to have it. And other people just feel like it's ridiculous and a waste of time and resources. So, you know, there's so many topics like that that just divide us. But, you know, I think, for the most part, we're a good group and we can put our little differences aside to enjoy our MMOs.
Okay, Cindy, you said something about fansite forums.
Yes, we are really working hard to try to establish some good relationships with the fansites that have been popping up there. You know, we had you guys in a couple of weeks ago, all of our founding fansites. We've been a little bit slow, and I have to apologize about that, but we've been a little bit slow with getting newer sites established and getting things updated on our official site. It's only been because we've just been really, really slammed, and you know, everyone on our team has just been extremely busy. But we have been expanding our team, and we've been working on trying to get in touch with new fan sites. We will be updating the fan site page hopefully this week. You should see that on the official forums. But the other thing that we're doing is this week we'll be putting up a fan site section, and anyone that has a fan site can contact us and get permission to post in that section. Threads can only be started by people who run fan sites. So that way, you know, when a fan site has a new feature or something they want to promote, they can go into that forum and post it for people to see. So it'll just be a way for people to get to know who the fan sites are and what they're doing on their sites. We do try to pick things up and put them on Facebook as we have time. It really depends on how much is going on for us during a day. You know, if we have 10 different messages that we need to get out there, we might not pull a fan site post. But if it's a slower day and we can get some info out there, we've been trying to do that. So I think you'll see a lot more from us in the way of, you know, supporting a lot more fan sites. We do have a lot of them popping up. But just want to say we always have a special place in our hearts for our founding site. So thank you very much, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. We had a good time last week.
Oh, I had an excellent time.
It was so much fun to get to see all of you face to face.
Yeah, I loved it, except for the plane flights. I hated the plane flights, but everything else was awesome. I had a lot of fun. I really did.
Good. We'll have to do it again sometime.
Yeah. Okay, so, you know, release is on Thursday. Head Start is on Thursday. But since I've pre-ordered, and I'm sure Islone has pre-ordered, you know, we'll be playing on Thursday. So
everybody listening to this podcast is pre-ordered, I'm sure.
And if not, they will be like now. So, you know, I personally took a heap of days off work because I wanted to play and play and play as much as I possibly could when the character was finally mine. On Wednesday night, my husband and I will be making a trip to the grocery store to stock up our fridge with, you know, things like hot dogs and Red Bull and, you know, all of the stuff that you don't usually eat that much of that we will be subsisting on for like the next 10 days. What are you guys doing to prepare?
Well, I have taken a couple of days off. I've laid down the law to my wife and my daughter about leaving me alone. And I have a refrigerator full of beer and other items. I've got to go and get some food, though, because I think I'm almost out of that. After my Warfront splurge last night. But yeah, I've pretty much got everything taken care of and ready to go.
I'm going to be taking pictures. Once I've got everything ready, I'm actually going to take a picture of the full fridge, the full, because we have a, near our computer area, we have like a wet bar downstairs, and we actually bought a microwave a couple of weeks ago so that we can definitely just nuke stuff downstairs. We don't have to keep going upstairs. So
that is funny.
We have a wet bar, you know, we have like a little mini bar fridge, like, you know, it's actually not that mini. It's fairly big, but so we have that all downstairs. So we don't actually need to go upstairs. Plus we have a spare bedroom downstairs. So if we really need to, we can just collapse on that bed instead of having to walk up the stairs.
Wow, that's dedication.
Well, that's why I think I need to let everybody know that there probably won't be a podcast on February 28th due to my severe sleep deprivation. We're going to do our best to get one out on March 7th, providing that I hopefully have reached 50 by then. So
that's leveling too fast. You got a little slow.
I know. Everybody tells me that. But for me, I like to get to 50 and then go back and gradually do my crafting and stuff like that. And that's fun for me. You like your war fronts.
Right. Do you wait till you hit 50 before you go back and do any crafting and stuff?
Not always. Like, depending on what crafts I do. I mean, I'll probably try and mine a little bit. But to be honest, there'll be that many people trying to get nodes that it'll just be easier to go back when I hit 50.
That's true. Yeah, that's... But I hate going back to zones and just mining and mining and mining. Of course, then again, it's a good excuse to gank people. So, yeah, I'll probably wait till 50 to mine now.
Yeah. Well, I'll be, hopefully by then I'll have, you know, a faster horse. So it'll make it a little easier to, you know, do that. Plus, I can then watch TV while I mine. So, you see?
Yeah.
It's got a nice little...
That works. Or throw something in your new micro. I can't believe you bought a microwave. I just want the bar. I'd be fine.
Well, my husband will definitely have beer down there. I don't really drink. I'm hyperactive enough. So I will have Red Bull, which will make me more hyperactive, which will be awesome.
That's scary.
So, Cindy, thank you so much for coming and joining us today. We really appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule.
Well, thanks so much for inviting me, and I just want to say we are really, really excited and looking forward to seeing everybody come rushing in when we open our doors this week.
It's almost here.
I know.
Yay!
We're almost, the long haul is almost done.
Well, soon. It's an MMO. It's never done in an MMO. Because as soon as the release comes, there'll be some other long haul. But the most important one's almost over, so you're almost there.
Yep, that's for sure.
She said soon. But this time soon has a date.
Yes, that's there's right. No asterisks soon anymore.
Thanks, Cindy.
Thank you, Ari.
Thank you.
Thanks, Eastlone.
Okay, so next we're going to move along to the dev round table from our visit to Tryon part two. Now, we got told about it that day. It's in a room of like 18 people, like we said last time. And although I've put a lot of effort into clearing up the audio as best I can, there are going to be imperfections. I can't change that, just for warning you.
Plus, I'm sitting right next to the mic, so I'm probably the loudest, and I apologize for that.
What about the nice hot topic of customization?
What about?
Wanting to have, like, different skin tones for, like, the, what is it? Different skin tone range for the various races that don't have much of a variation, stuff like that, even.
Girls for dwarven women.
Well, chair sliders,
so yeah, there's you get into some pretty drastically different requests. You get the people, you get into lots of requests of all different kinds of things from all over the world. And so I think I want to talk about a couple of different categories, since people keep talking about character customization as if it's a single topic. It's really not. Mm-hmm. Things like more skin tones. Yes, we're already opening up the skin tone range. The awesome. The initial idea was to clamp them down a little more tightly based on their geographical heritage. Turns out with human races in the year 2011, people aren't, with characters that are as high poly and high detail as ours, people aren't quite as big fans of that, despite the fact that we are actually more free. We already are. But people, when you show off very high detail models, people do the, I want to make it look like me, and if I can't make it look like me, it's not good enough, which is fine. That said, you also made the comment, you know, somebody made the boob slider comment again. That is a different kind of customization entirely. that will directly impact performance. Mm. There are very specific reasons that we don't have head to toe all assembled out of parts, all assembled with morphs and the rest of it. We could add systems like that, and our games would run as well as other games. Seriously, it's not that
it's not that their
programmers were bad. It's that their programmers were good, and that's the once you chop a character into parts and you're doing assembly on the client at runtime and everything is morphed, you will run like Vanguard. That's the nature of the beast. And so there's a reason that we're able to get 75 frames a second on an i7 on an ATI high-end card on an Ultra. I run that machine at home, and it's a $1,900 computer. And it's because our models are built the way they are. So since we support these gigantic, huge events, it would be really a huge shame if we opened up character customization and now nobody could play the events.
What about the facial slider? Because every single character you make kind of looks like a sister of the next character.
They're pushing them on even more. Actually, Darren just did a bunch of check-ins yesterday. So that's the kind of thing. Those are the kinds of tweaks that
we can
totally
okay.
do without killing the game. That's really what it comes down to. Is we just don't want to... We can't de-rift Rift by making cooler characters.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, if it's Rift gameplay versus characters, Rift gameplay has to win.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we don't have a product.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
Cool. Yeah, our artists, if you think people on the forums complain, you should hear the people who made the assets themselves. If you ask any one of our character artists what they think about our models, they will tell you, terrible, I can't believe it, it's the worst work I've ever done on my blog, and it's because they're so critical that our stuff looks so good.
Right, and they want to do more.
Yeah,
they
always
more
want more. Yeah.
All right, I want them to ship the product.
Hairstyles?
Yeah. Hairstyles. We will. I will say. I don't know what I can say.
Methodical,
but we will continually add hairstyles over the course of the
Week. We have. I mean, we have people trying to put them in right now.
Right now.
But we have.
Once a year.
We have very real issues with. No game is flawless. No technology behind a game is flawless. Usually, it's like bubble gum and duct tape, and then the game show the users is perfect. Our back end of our bubble gum and duct tape is. Part of our character pipeline. And part of our character pipeline, it's like when people say, well, can we get more heads? Can we get more faces? Can we get more hair? We'd love to do all of that, and we can do it technologically.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't change the fact that every time we do it, all the damn character necks break.
Yeah, exactly.
And
it's content, right?
Yeah.
It's the creation of content that takes the time.
So if you were to, say, do it down the line, what about, and release it, say, in 3 or 4 months? Just pulling a ballpark figure out.
We do them in live updates.
But
yeah.
What about the people who've already created their characters? Will they have
barbershop.
A chance?
Yeah.
She's trying to ask for a barbershop.
She
I can
is.
Tell. I
oh,
can
no,
tell.
I mean, for, like, if you add more facial things, like, that's not just the hair. Like, are you going to let those people, like, recreate their characters?
Well, that's what a barbershop is. Yeah, we would have to do that at some point or another.
How about breaking up the eye and the lip makeup? Because they're kind of combined at the moment for some reason.
That's purely a performance thing. It adds another draw call.
It's draw calls.
Yeah, it adds one more draw call, even if we allow the option, which immediately, that's one of those where if we did it, makes everybody's performance worse.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Can we get rid of the weird lipstick line a couple of the girl characters have, like, just here?
That sounds like a really normal.
Yeah, we can tell you.
That just sounds like a bug.
Just give examples to, hey, this looks
yeah.
nice.
Oh, no, it's on every female character has one lipstick that just has a lipstick line from here to there. In one of the eye makeups.
Yeah,
it's just a makeup
one?
Style.
Oh, it might be trying to go like the goth chick or something.
It's the Daryl Hannah from Blade Runner.
Generally, we don't like removing stuff.
Yeah.
We just add
different ones.
Because I love that eye. I just hate the lips.
God, why did you get rid of this one lip style? You bastard.
Yeah.
Russ takes his makeup very seriously.
I play almost all my characters are female. I have a high elf female and a Bami, of course, because you have Bami's armor. I have a Bami, a dwarf. I have ass loads of characters. Right now, I'm playing a high elf female card.
Open PvP. Is there anything you guys can talk about? Like, if we'll ever see sieges, that type thing in open world PvP, objective based, other than ancient Warnstones, that type thing? I have so many people asking me.
Well, we have players already making that style of gameplay. They are. So when you get a mass of players together, it's a book. Guys, everyone should read a book. It's called Amongst the Thugs. When you get tons of people together in a mass, right, they get this kind of like group mass hysteria. and that creates open world PvP. Right. It's pretty interesting. You'll see people moving around. It's just fantastic.
Well, we talked about that last night at dinner about Black Rock Mountain and
yeah.
Which I'm going to remind you guys, please remove teleporting from PvP servers, for instance, for that particular reason. But, I mean, PvPers, we're pretty easy. You just give us a place to fight in, and we're pretty happy. So
I'm pretty sure Scarlet Gorge will be that place.
Yeah.
But those are going to be in other than just Scarlet Gorge, though. There's like
sure.
World zones and that stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, there's shared, yeah, and there's shared zones all the way up the line.
Right.
Yeah.
There's only Freemarch and technically Stonefield, even though you get flagged in that zone. And then there's Silverwood and Gloamwood,
mm-hmm.
even though you get flagged in Gloamwood.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really the only race-specific zones. Everything
right.
else is shared, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What about Port Sion?
What about it? Lovely place.
Not the Warfront?
Shame
about
all that death crap flying around
in
the air.
I keep asking them, and they keep telling me.
Yeah,
I mean, it's in that damn PowerPoint presentation.
I mean, Port Sion is a key part of the story. You know, it's a key part of what happened to the world and why the world is in the state that it's in right now. And so that's something that we would like to do and like to expound upon, A, when it's time, you know, when it's turn in the story, and after we've had enough time to spend on it to actually do a good job.
Okay.
Right now is not the point in even the story to tell the Port Sion
mm-hmm.
tale.
But the Warfront will be in.
Oh, the Warfront's there,
oh,
yeah. The Warfront is the one, not even habitable, but it's the one traversable contested part
right
now. And it's all about, look, it's just people reclaiming more Sarsdown and trying to kick the ass of, you know, the cultist creatures and the cultist leader.
Because I know, after you get out of the tutorial zone, you go up on that bridge, on either the starting areas, you look over and see that, and you're like, I want to go there.
Yep.
And then you have no way to get there.
Yep.
I tried to swim there, and
yeah.
that debuff got me and killed me. I've tried, I don't know how many ways, trying to get to that place.
That's not unintentional.
I think a lot of people have. What about the puzzles? They were awesome. Whose idea
was
that?
Simon.
That was
Simon. And the Dances with Squirrels is fantastic.
Dances with Squirrels is fantastic. No, that was a group here. We thought of it the last time we had this thing. It was the last time we had a dinner.
Yeah.
It was like,
that
we, that's
that
when Dances
yes.
with Squirrels
yeah.
Yeah.
Dances with Squirrels is
weekend.
Awesome.
Yeah, we did that one the next weekend.
Yeah, because I had asked for something for bunnies and all this sort of
uh-huh.
thing. And
yeah.
he says, I want Dances with Squirrels. Simon went.
So we'll probably get something out of this meeting.
Here's something you can get. The Namjook. Somebody has got to make an idol animation, so he stands up like King Kong and beats himself. That's the perfect idol animation for that mount.
That would
that
not
is
be
awesome.
That would be an accurate. Yeah, I agree. That would be awesome.
We actually just did add about 30 more
is
social
Poke in there?
Wow.
So,
well, not animated.
Yes.
We have the animated ones. We did hook up a couple to animations already.
The role players are asked me to ask, when can they sit in chairs?
Yep.
Oh, good God. I'm never
going
to make a game
right
without somebody asking this question.
I don't know. I don't really care.
Oh, you mean they're characters?
I can care less. But
it's the kind of thing that the world is. I'm very
Scott
happy to say.
Scott, role player.
Yes.
No. I think the thing is. Remember when I said player housing? My bad. I meant sitting in chairs.
Fortunately, on the bright side, the world is much more suitable to that, and was already pre-created with some of that eventually being done, which is great. Because I actually asked the same question of our art director, like 6 months ago. And he went, when we choose to do that, it's not going to be a game breaker for us. It's work, but it's not years of rework. So, good. Yeah.
But why isn't it designed right from the beginning? Because, you know, everybody wants it.
Well, hang on.
I could care less.
I don't care.
I don't know
if I've ever seen anybody sit down.
And that's exactly
it.
It's, use the interesting phrase. Use design right. Well, what does right mean? Does right mean such that the game, because this it goes to the core of how you design all of your game environments. And so, in some games, right is what does it look like? In other games, like The Sims, you know, right is I can sit in a chair. So it's and sometimes those goals are kind of fighting with each other.
What about content consumption at the end game? Right now, you have two tiers of experts,
mm-hmm.
And one raid. Do you have any type of timing projections as far as how long you're supposed to get through tier one?
You only listed off half the content.
The raid rifts as well.
Level dungeons you don't do until level 50.
Right.
You have tier one experts, tier two experts, raids, expert rifts, raid rifts.
Right.
level 50 Warfront, and the entire prestige system that kicks in.
Sure.
So there are like seven different things to do.
Well, the
answer is yes, it will take some time to do all of them.
Right. No, well, my main question is just specifically for PvE, getting the best gear in slot.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go and kill the biggest
mm-hmm.
badass in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have some sort of projected time it would take
sure.
for a guy to go, I just
yeah.
ding level 50, I just killed green scale?
Of course. And we'll never tell you what that number is.
Yeah.
That would be stupid.
Yeah.
It's on the PowerPoint.
Because then for
the
anybody
PowerPoint
who does,
has everything.
No, honestly, that we would never share that because then because one person in the universe will actually hit that average and the other 80 million people will say we're done because we were wrong.
Yeah.
But no,
yeah.
on average, yes, there is an average.
So it's built into the design of the stuff. To
yeah. Oh, yeah,
content,
I mean, you have
right.
to... We don't... Now, just in general, though, is we don't design around time... We don't take the time and then design around a time goal.
Right.
Is we design content and go, how long does it take to about do all of this? Is that sane? Yeah, that seems right. You
okay.
know, is that sane? Yeah. It's the... Again, this is similar to the answer that I gave the folks in the podcast last night, where they were like, what is your... How long is it to level 50? And my response was, don't really care, because it's long enough,
sure.
and it's fun.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's same
thing. It was more of an internally,
yeah.
how
yeah.
you go about designing.
Yeah, we do,
okay,
we
cool.
do not have it. We do not do time goal first.
Okay.
So been any thought to a persistent, contested dungeon like Darkness Falls, say, from Dark Age of Camelot?
We've had talks about
yeah.
if we were going to do something like that, what it would look like. But that's not on the immediate horizon. It's
okay.
a lot of what we do is going to be in the shape of the content that we do in the future is going to be determined a lot by what do people really want to play. You know,
I
want to
play another Darkness Ball.
I get that. And there are, the people who played that one game are totally into that, but we don't
yeah.
know how many of those people we have.
Right.
Yeah.
What about server names?
What about
the actual server names for release,
mm-hmm.
not the beta names?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be different?
Some of them will stay the same, others will change, and we'll probably have the list out within a couple of days ahead start.
Can you say approximately a couple of days ahead start?
Yeah, a couple, unfortunately, because until we finish with the end of open beta, we won't be able to really have the spread locked down for how many of
mm.
each rule set type of each language. Because remember, we're balancing across two continents, across three languages, and then four rule set types. And so... Yeah,
because a lot of guilds are looking, you know, to
yeah.
see who's going where,
yeah.
to see where
yeah.
they're going, and it's
yeah.
kind of
yeah.
hard to do without
yeah.
knowing the actual server names.
Understood.
How are you going to balance the number of servers? Because I know it's like a damned if you do, a damned if you don't.
Right.
If you open too many servers,
right.
you're going to have, as the game gets on, you lose people. And
it's not even as the game gets on. It's when it's also the even more dangerous one, actually, is when, like, for example, launch week, people will be playing 10 times more hours than they will play the second week.
Right.
And
yep.
so it's very easy to fall victim to the temptation to open more worlds
right.
because you're even getting hyperactive play at the beginning. Yeah. So.
And then if you don't open enough, then you've got queues and
yep.
people yell at
yep.
you for that.
Yep.
How many people can be online before a queue goes up?
It depends. Entirely depends. There are some reasons. Sometimes we've limited them based on the amount of population, or limited them, sorry, based on the amount of real estate that was available at the time.
Okay.
And then other times we've kicked in limiters just based on performance in a given data center or conditions of the internet.
So you can do that on the fly. There's
oh, yeah,
not
yeah,
a hard
yeah.
cap
oh, yeah.
on the queue. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it's a pretty fluid number.
Have you reached a hard cap yet?
Nope.
So nothing broke last Saturday?
That's why nobody won the Dream Day could sign it. Well, other than Mrs. Simon.
I want to know if she actually got that given Simon's schedule.
Simon wasn't even online. I was so annoyed. Because I asked him about the dream date last night. He was like, what? I was like, man, that took me like 30 whole seconds to think up and type. And he didn't even notice.
You plan to have more dynamic quests. Because I mean, the reason I started following the game is all the ideas you guys had when it was Heroes of Talara,
uh-huh.
which mainly seemed to be selling the fact you wouldn't just have standard quests,
mm-hmm.
which now the game mostly has standard quests.
Yes. Yeah, it turns out that making a game that is 100% dynamic
yeah.
all the time, turns out that's not even a fun game. Because there need to be touch points
mm-hmm.
where people know that there's a thing that they can go do, and then having this other half of the game that is dynamic, now that actually turns out to make it fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because, for example... It wouldn't be nearly as compelling to have invaders come raining down if they weren't able to chase off and kill some people. and those people are quest givers. Yeah. So it just all kind of worked really well together. Yeah.
No, but some of the things you talked about, like you go in an area which has lots of, say, bandits or something like that, and if you wipe them all out, and some other sort of faction would kind of come in and take their place,
mm-hmm.
things like that. I mean, obviously the game engine can do that sort of thing.
Kind of. Yeah, it can't do it in a fun way. No, the problem is the amount of fun that you get out of that.
Yeah.
It turns out that those kinds of mechanics really aren't fun.
Yeah, we definitely tried them.
Yeah, yeah.
And people just got frustrated because, like, hey, where's this thing I need to...
Right.
Yeah, just because you guys went really quiet for the longest time.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of things obviously happened.
Yeah. And we did a lot of testing. Yeah,
a lot of this
happened before I got here. But yeah, I mean, they had been through a couple of different iterations of.
It's one of the reasons why we're not heroes anymore. We went through a lot of testing. We tested a lot of things out, the class system, the type of events we did, and a lot of it tested really poorly. And one of the things that tested poorly was just swapping and changing areas dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
People got frustrated. They were like, my friend said it was here and it wasn't here.
Right. You need to have some concept of a shared history for there to be that whole, you know, player-to-player lore that people build up over time on their own in the world. And there needs to be some amount of permanence for the world to even make sense to people. Not only that, but, you know, one of the nice things that you get, you know... Some people think spoiler sites are good, some people think they're bad, and I'm not going to get into it, but they do in general kind of help because new people have a way to learn where things are.
Right.
And if the whole world is changing and your spoiler sites are not, now all of the info on the internet is wrong about your game.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can imagine you would be. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have a nice variety, like some of the sort of bits in the zone that do change a lot. I mean, keep adding more of those then.
Yeah, exactly. And as we will keep adding more over time, there just had to be enough of a layer of a static set there to where the invaders had relevance.
Are the newbie zones, especially at launch, are they going to be instanced?
They are instanced right now.
They're
instanced
right now.
Yeah, they're instanced right now, and you can even, you know, if you join up with a friend and you're in different instances, you can jump across and all that.
Oh, do they? Okay. So that's all that is in for the...
Oh yeah,
that's been instance like beta 2. Yeah.
For onto a bit of a technical side, quite a few people have got SLI computers.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to like fully support SLI? Because I know some people were having troubles.
Supports Crossfire right now. I know that much.
Yeah.
Kevin did that like a week ago.
So Crossfire is 100%.
Yeah.
What about SLI?
I do not know about that side.
We got the NVIDIA logo. So
what's that?
It's got that. Optimized for NVIDIA logo when you started up.
Yeah. No, not when you started up.
Doesn't it?
We didn't put a title logo in.
No,
somewhere, doesn't it? There's an NVIDIA thing somewhere.
Oh, yeah, there's probably one on the patcher.
There's probably one on the patcher.
That's just NVIDIA, the way it's meant to be played.
Yeah.
Right. That's just so you get some greenbacks.
It's because NVIDIA is the way it was meant to be played.
Yeah.
I don't know if you read the book. It's right there.
But it's okay.
But yeah, they are still working on those things as last minute deals. Yeah.
So what you really need is the ATI logo next to the NVIDIA logo.
And have them fight it out.
Yes.
I think that would be great.
Yes.
What? A little heart?
Yeah.
On each side.
Will it make full use of the new 6-core CPUs?
There is a I could give you an answer to this, and you know something? Instead I'm gonna point one of our engineering leads actually wrote up what I believe is probably the best article that I've ever seen on why some games use cores the way they do and why other games use them different ways. If you want to ask Cindy for that, I can point you at it later. It's Kevin's article on, guys, if you don't see perfectly even use across all of your cores, that's not bad or broken.
I'd really like to see that article.
Yeah.
I get so many people who gripe about that.
Yeah. No, Kevin wrote up a great article on that. So, yeah, I'll make sure that that we get a link out to everybody on that.
Getting to an enemy's instance, the first instance, Fae or Iron Tombs, you have to run clear across the entire world to get there. And when you die, you go back to your own territory. And if you have to ghost walk back, it's another 15 minutes of walking.
Yep. Isn't that immersive? People like travel time.
Dude, I have this guy asking.
Yep.
So yeah, there's I don't even remember what I was going to say. The fact that you are respawning, The fact that you're respawning back in your own lands, that actually seems like a bug that I think
it is.
Pete might have just fixed this week.
Yeah.
Okay. And if not, it's a bug that we should fix, because each faction does have their own default respawn in a given zone that it should send you to if you don't have any others uncovered.
Okay.
So if you're not seeing that, please let me know, you know,
yeah,
let us know, let Chris know, let Cindy know, let Russ know, let someone know which zone, which faction, and which area. Because those are all bugs that we can and should fix.
It's Silverwood, and it sounds like it was Silverwood, and you were fine.
Yeah.
And one of the betas, you had consumables that teleported you over there.
Yeah, yeah.
I know when he switched over to Ascended Powers, did those stay in the game?
No, those were just, I mean, that was why we called them literally beta item blah. It was because...
Oh, it had a full name to it. I didn't see the
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Our designers, the overachievers.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were just temporary beta items because there was no other way to get over there. And
I see.
We weren't trying to create a permanent situation where level 20 gameplay was, let's go drop ship into the opposite alignment at level 20 and, oh God, I'm dead. You know, we didn't want to.
Another question. Low-level content, you can get into the first Warfront Black Garden at level 10 or
mm-hmm.
11.
Uh-huh.
You can't get the first reward for anything until you're level 25. And by the time I was level 22, I had 4,000 favor. I'm like, well, I can buy my PvP soul.
Really?
And that's about it.
That's wrong.
No,
mark down with Hal.
Yeah,
we'll fix that tonight.
Talk to me after we're done.
We'll fix that tonight.
I haven't checked, but the dagger you get for assassins out of one of the quest rewards for it was like level 13.
Yes, there are quest rewards.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't anything you can actually
right.
spend your fate
on. But there should be a quest that you can get something for a little higher up in that tier. Level 13, by the time you get it, that you can find
better
daggers.
That's a very good point. I mean, if you're gaining favor, you shouldn't have to wait 12
Yeah, well,
right.
And in all fairness, though, I know Chris was still actually creating hooking stuff up
yeah.
yet. Because we still had an entire
yeah,
series
no,
of prestige weapons that he's
yeah.
hooking up today. So,
gotcha.
Yeah. But yeah, still, Hal,
yeah,
I think
I
can, you know, just
yeah.
figure out if we where that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that whole round table, that was a ton of fun. Scott, Russ, Hal, they were all great.
It was really good.
Great questions. Yeah, I really loved it. One thing I want to bring up is the contested dungeons. As a Dark Age of Camelot veteran and someone who loved Darkness Falls, I am so hoping to see this or something like it in Rift. So I want to encourage everybody to let the developers know how much we want that feature. It is an awesome feature.
It would especially be good on a PvP server. Like, seriously, it would be awesome.
Yeah,
so.
But I mean, even if it's on a PvE server, you can make the PvP optional and still make a really good dungeon. So it's not content that's going to go to waste for PvEers as well. You know, make the PvP part optional, just make it a really good dungeon. And then the PvPers will take it and do what we do with it, which is kill everybody inside and murder and gank and all that stuff. But, you know, it's not content that the PvEers aren't going to get to be able to participate
very
in.
True, very true.
You know, they'll still be able to. So I'm really hoping to see that in the game. So I encourage everybody to let the devs know.
Well, they said if there are enough people who like a type of content, they will put it in. So rally people. Rally and get contested dungeons.
Yes, rally. I know we've already got people rallying on the player housing part of it. I'm sure Russ is grimacing right now at
Poor
it.
Poor Russ.
But,
or the sitting. He didn't like the sitting either.
Oh, that. And the sitting. Yeah, he didn't like the sitting, and he didn't like Russ didn't like a lot of things. But.
Russ just wants to get the game out. I think that's more of his thing is he
oh,
wants
yeah.
to get the game out, and he wants to get it released, and then they'll worry about the little things. So
right. And, you know, I talked to both Russ and Scott outside the restaurant our first night there,
mm.
and Russ, I love Russ because he is just like me. He plays like me. Let's gank this person. Okay. Kill this person. And I'm leveling and leveling and leveling. Oh, look, there's Defiant. I got to go kill him. And then you spend 2 hours killing them. He's just like that. So I've got a lot of respect for Russ. He is awesome.
Yeah. It was excellent. I must admit, when they explained the customization versus performance, I was absolutely okay with it. I'm fine with it now. I can make them look different enough. I'm happy with it now. If it's a question between customization and performance, I will take performance over it every single time.
Oh, I will too. And the truth of the matter is by the time you hit endgame, you get all your gear on anyway. You almost never see your character anyway. You
True.
See the big helm and all that stuff. So as long as I can, you know, get some personalization on there, I'm fine. I want more beards. You know that. I've got beards.
But other than that, I think everything is good. What I would like to see with character customization even more is later at endgame having a bard-specific look for Rogue.
Oh, yeah. That would be
good. You know, a paladin-specific look for paladins.
And a reaver-specific look. And
right, because, you know, you get up there and bards dressed like a ninja.
Yeah.
Just doesn't, you know, look right. So I'd like to see some more bard-specific stuff, you know, something to differentiate the roles or the souls when you get to endgame.
Yeah, that would be really good, actually. Also, their dynamic quests, again, made a lot of sense when you can't have it all constantly changing all the time. Otherwise, there will be no, like, shared reference points at all.
Oh, yeah, shared history. And you know, you could forget about having the
a wiki or a walkthrough.
Stuff, right. And, yeah, that made a lot of sense. I think dynamic quests being completely dynamic 100% of the time would get old pretty quick.
Yeah.
Really do. I mean, you already see people who get irritated with the invasions because it ruined their questing. Can you imagine? All questing was dynamic.
No, that would just... And you wouldn't really know how to find your quests. You know, the reference points would be gone. I think it would have a lot more chaos than it would fun.
Yeah, I agree. It's something you don't really think about until you really do think about it. And then you're like, yeah, I can kind of see. It's one of those, be careful what you wish for, you may get it.
Yeah. True. So. Now, I just wanted to point out to everybody that we will have the link to the article that Kevin wrote on core operation in our notes. It's a really, really good read, frame rate hardware technical FAQ. So it's, yeah, definitely go and have a read of that if you're wondering why not all of your cores may be operating at the same, you know, strength.
Yeah, there was a lot of good information in there. I mean, I know a lot about the tech. I build my own computers and everything, but that really... He really nailed a lot of that stuff. It's a really nice article.
Yeah. And now it's time for our weekly update. On Monday, February 14th, Horrific Intentions released part 4 of his visit to Tryon Studio. If you haven't already, check it out. All 4 parts of it. It's really good. And he's not paying me to say that.
No, I can't afford to pay anybody.
This week, Abigail also announced that due to the growing size of the community, Tryon has restricted forum posting to only those who have pre-ordered the game, as she, you know, told us.
Yay. That's good. Thursday, February 17th, 10 Ton Hammer released some PvP information, PvP Souls. Take a read for the overview. Great article.
On Friday, February 18th, Rift IRC released a couple of new screenshots of what appears to be Shimmer Sand. Check out the awesome desert landscapes. The latest installment of Zam's Rift Dev Blog series came out on Friday. Defiant lore lead Morgan Miss Doom Cookie Lockhart gave a first-hand account of what it truly means to be an Ascended Defiant. Rift Junkies also released a couple of screenshots, a fiery center and a location in Moonshade. And if you've been waiting to pre-order through PayPal, like Abigail said today in our podcast, PayPal will be available as of February 23rd, just in time for Head Start.
Saturday, February 19th. I feel kind of funny about saying this, but my site, Horrific Intentions, one of Rift's founding fan sites, released 2 exclusive screenshots of Stillmore and an Air Rift. The Stillmore screenshot's awesome. It's a werewolf, so make sure you check them out. Tryon updated their Rift site recently with some PvP and Greenscale information. Take a look at Ink Gamers for a quick recap and some links. And finally, Adam Gershowitz takes us through a walkthrough of raid content on G4 TV. Make sure to give it a look because there is some awesome information in there, and I cannot wait for the raids and the PvP implications of the Rift raids.
Yeah, it's full steam ahead. I can't believe it. It's just around the corner. It's literally 3 days away. What? 3 days?
Yeah, what? Yeah, right about 3 days. I don't know. I've gotten very little sleep, so so we're gonna wrap it up right about now. Just want to remind everybody: don't forget to visit riftpodcast.com. They're gonna have all the links mentioned in the blog post there. Also, to let you guys know, my blog, Horrific Intentions, has actually switched over to horrificintentions.com. We're going to go to a full-blown fan site. It's about time. We also are looking for writers. So if you are interested in writing, check out the website, shoot me an email, and I'll get back with you. We've got about, 3-4 days until Head Start
launch?
Yeah. Yeah. So we're right there at the end of it, right around the corner. So I can't wait.
It's been a bit of a ride. It's been awesome.
Yes, it has. Absolutely.
It's going to get even better. Now, remember to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. If there's something you want to contribute or share with us, you can contact us via riffpodcast@gmail.com, in the comments on the site, or through the Contact Us feature. Please remember that we are actually not going to have a podcast on the 28th. I am not going to be in any, you know, way, shape, or form capable of recording or editing a podcast.
What am I going to listen to Monday morning?
You're going to be playing. That's what you're going to be doing.
That's
right. You can listen to this one again.
Yeah. Yeah, I could do that, I guess.
We will, you know, we will do our very best to get one out on the 7th, though, because hopefully by then I should have hit my goal. So
you're going to be leveling too fast.
I'm not.
Come join us on a PvP server, and we'll gank people, and then, you know, you won't level so fast. And
I like leveling fast. It's fun. And my husband likes leveling fast, so we level fast together.
You'll hit 50 about the time I hit 20, probably.
Oh, no. You'll probably hit at least 30 by the time I hit 50.
No, because I get, like I said, it's like, oh, look, Defiant, let's kill him. And I go over there and I kill them, and then more show up, and they kill me, and then I can't let that stand, so I have to go back and kill them. And before I know it, 3 hours have went by, and I haven't leveled at all. That's what it always happens.
Well, as long as you're having fun, right?
Yes, that's all that matters. So. Yeah.
Well, we hope you all enjoyed the podcast. This is Erythian.
And this is E. Sloan from Horrific Intentions.
And we will talk to you next week.
Thank you.
No, we won't. We will talk to you the week after next.
Well, I'll talk to you on my blog, but yeah.